Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how we can learn something even from the Philistines. I'm going to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 4. It's going to be a little bit longer section than we normally do, verses 6 through 9 of 1 Samuel chapter 4, where we read, "Now when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, 'What does the sound of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews mean?' Then they understood that the ark of the Lord had come into the camp. So the Philistines were afraid, for they said, 'God has come into the camp.' And they said, 'Woe to us, for such a thing has never happened before. Woe to us, who will deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods who struck the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and conduct yourselves like men, you Philistines, that you do not become servants of the Hebrews as they have been to you. Conduct yourselves like men and fight.'" The Philistines defeated the Israelites in battle and killed thousands of Israelites. Both in desperation and in superstition, Israel trusted in the Ark of the Covenant to win the next battle. They brought the ark, the emblem of the throne of God and the presence of God, into the army camp. And all the Israelite soldiers cheered with a loud shout. They thought, "Now God has to fight for us." The Philistines heard that shout and they were terrified. They said, "God has come into the camp." The Philistines knew that it was unusual for the Israelites to bring the Ark of the Covenant into battle. Matter of fact, they said, "For such a thing has never happened before." And they knew that the God of Israel defeated the Egyptians. They said, "Who struck the Egyptians with all the plagues?" Then they asked, "Who will deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods?" Even though the Philistines did not understand much about the God of Israel, they did recognize the superiority of Yahweh, Israel's God. They knew that he was mighty. Yet they did not submit to God, but they simply determined to fight against him all the more. If they really believed that their gods were greater than the God of Israel, they shouldn't have been worried. But if they believed that the God of Israel was greater than their gods, they should have submitted to him, the God of Israel. We, like them, often know that God is greater and that he deserves our submission, yet we often resist God as well instead of submitting to him. You see, knowledge wasn't their problem. Submission to God was. So the Philistines said among themselves, "Be strong and conduct yourselves like men, you Philistines." The presence of the ark did not make the Philistines feel like giving up. Instead, it made them feel that they had to fight all the harder to overcome the odds. They had the courage of desperate men. Godless Philistines can sometimes teach us something. The followers of Jesus need to show more courage, this kind of courage. Instead of giving up when things look bad, we should trust in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and fight all the harder, deciding that we will not give up. Courage and persistence have won many battles. And maybe God wants to give you an extra measure of that courage and persistence to keep fighting on the good fight that he gives you to fight. And maybe he'll give you that, if you'll ask him, today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.